Our starting pitching matchup today, Zach Wheeler for the Phillies, Matt Waldron for the Padres, both starting pitchers through a scoreless opening frame. In the second, the Phillies scratched across a run, a leadoff walk, a single, an RBI ground out. Phillies led 1-0 after two. Phillies had a threat against Waldron in the bottom of the third after Waldron issued a pair of two-out walks. It was Max Kepler who dug in.
Waldron already coming up on 60 pitches. And first pitch swinging, Kepler in the air, deep to center field. Merrill will jump, and he made the catch!
Oh!
Jackson Merrill up over the wall in center field, took away a three-run homer from Max Kepler. And thanks to Merrill, it is still the Phillies 1 and the Padres nothing.
Really one of the best catches you're ever going to see. You should go watch it if you haven't seen it already. Jackson Merrill leaping high in the air. The apex of his leap reached up and took a for sure home run away from Kepler. It saved three runs. It was an absolutely tremendous play by Merrill in straightaway center, and it helped Matt Waldron get through the third inning with the Padres still down just 1-0. Zach Wheeler was great early on. Four scoreless innings to begin his night. In the bottom half of the fourth, Waldron issued a one-out walk to Bryson Stott. Stott stole second, Brandon Marsh at the plate.
Good reminder, the ebbs and flows of the long season. Hard hit, one hopper to Arise deep at first. He's got it. Feeds Waldron, not in time. Stott coming home. The throw is not in time. Great slide by Stott. Head first, kind of matrixed his way around the tag from Maldonado. And on a ground ball to first base, Bryson Stott scores from second base, and it's 2-0 Philadelphia.
Yeah, tough play for Matt Waldron. We'll talk a little bit more about that play later. Marsh then stole second. He went to third base on a wild pitch. Trey Turner then hit a little chopper up the third baseline. There was nothing Manny Machado could do with it. Marsh scored from third, an RBI infield single for Trey Turner. It was 3-0. So the Phillies had scored two runs in that inning to take a 3-0 lead. They didn't have a hit leave the infield. Padres then had a great scoring chance in the top of the fifth. Two on with nobody out, but the Padres did not score. In the bottom half of the fifth inning, Philly still leading 3-0. It was Nick Castellanos.
Waldron delivers. Castellanos winds up, hits it in the air to deep left field. This one back and gone. A line drive home run over the left field fence. 10th of the year for Nick Castellanos. And a 4-0 lead for the Phillies here in the fifth.
Matt Waldron would go 4 2/3 innings, 4 runs given up, all earned, 6 hits. He walked 6. He struck out 3 on 104 pitches in his 2025 Major League debut. Padres then had another good scoring chance against Wheeler in the top of the 6th inning. 2 on and 2 out, but the Padres did not score. Zach Wheeler would go 8 scoreless innings. He struck out 10, 6 hits allowed, no walks on 107 pitches. Padres bullpen did all they could. Wandy Peralta inning in a third scoreless. David Morgan, a scoreless seventh inning, a scoreless eighth inning. Padres did have a runner on second base in the eighth inning. They didn't cash in. Runner on second in the ninth inning against Tanner Banks. Didn't cash in. And that was that here today. Phillies win it 4-0 against the Padres. Final totals for the Phillies, 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors. For the Padres, no runs, 7 hits, and no errors. Padres dropped to 45-39. Phillies improved to 50-35. Matt Waldron took the loss his first of the season in his first start with the Padres this season. And Zach Wheeler improves to 8-3 with the win. He lowers one of the best ERAs in baseball right now down to 2.27 on the season with 8 shutout innings.